This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wake up.
Wake up. KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
When you say feel good, what do you mean by that? I'm just... Hold on. Why doesn't that work? Hang on a second. Gremlins. I'm telling you, gremlins.
Who is in here?
All right. Take two in three, two.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you win?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, remember not so long ago, like 10 days ago, there was a number of people in my world that were like, oh, I don't know if it's going to be an early summer. It's 80 degrees out. Is it going to be too hot? Too early?
Yes.
Is it 80? And then, listen, walk outside this morning. It's winter, people.
Oh, still very much winter.
Winter again. It's second winter.
Yeah,
some places have fake spring. We have second winter. This is...
Yeah, I just got blown away walking in this morning. Thank God my weave is so heavy.
It's freaking cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very cold.
I'm confused. Do you have a weave?
Yes. I told you that from day one. It's sewn in my head right now.
I think every once in a while you've looked at me and said, no, this is all me. And I believed you.
Maybe in my transition of needing a new weave. Here's the problem. I have a lot of hair, and it's very curly, but I went blonde very stupidly. Every woman in the world will understand this. Burnt all my hair off, and now we're dealing with it.
You know what? Unknowingly,
yeah.
You have fallen right into my trap. Today, I have dubbed Transformation Thursday.
Oh.
That... Perhaps in more ways than one, there's horrible rumors going around that there's going to be a bloodletting within our company today.
A bloodbath.
Yeah, ugly. Like the literally, I remember Game of Thrones, Red Wedding. That's,
oh
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's us. That's us today. We're good. For the record, we're good.
Yeah.
Much to many people's disappointment, I know. We ain't getting fired today.
No.
Today.
No.
Tomorrow, perhaps.
Maybe, but
and
today.
Not for the same reasons as others. But yeah, it's going to be, yeah, it's rough day around the old radio ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But Transformation Thursday. First pick today, much like the, you know, those talk shows.
Yeah.
I lost weight, and now he wants to date?
Oh,
She's got to make it rhyme. I should have made the other one rhyme. I didn't. But later on, for relationship rehab, she changed her hair color, and now I don't want to propose. Which is the most, I mean, honestly, is that just the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Surface.
Shallow.
Oh, shallow.
Shallow. That ooh, is it not the most shallow on the face of it? You look at that and you go, God, you shallow son of a, she probably shouldn't marry you either. And then the more I looked at it, and then I went, wait a minute. It's your entire life. And if you literally, if you've got a little trauma from a past relationship, or if you just don't like it,
This is good. How did I literally fall right into that trap? I seriously had no idea that was the question.
Well, hopefully we will be in sync like that for the entire show. We usually are.
Yeah.
Almost Friday, y'all. But just, yeah, don't leave the house without a coat today.
Yeah.
Because it's, whoa, God, is it going to be too hot of a summer? Calm down, buddy. Oh, and for those who are asking about the big ass VIP tailgate passes for the traveling tailgate.
Yes.
For Post Malone. That will happen for you at 7:40. Usually, rarely does a prize affect people's listening patterns. Rarely.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nice to have. It's fun. It's kind of fun for everybody. 99 people out of 100 could give two rips about a contest. You know what I mean? But it's just fun.
Yeah.
And it's good to have. It makes things look exciting. This
different
has,
story.
Oh my God, has people going, I'm setting a second alarm.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have one alarm to get up.
Can I tell you that a friend of mine is his main backup singer? I didn't know this.
Oh, sorry, you dropped something.
You
just dropped
the name. Was it the name? Can I? Let me just pick this up. I should probably pick this up really fast.
Yeah,
I
don't wanna, great.
But he said this is the best tour he's ever been on. Jelly Roll is insanely cool,
started?
Lovely, amazing, nice. Yeah, because he's been with Jelly Roll since the beginning. And they've done a lot with Post Malone. But he said from his mouth, the best, most fun show. You will literally love it. And the guy is like the nicest guy in the whole world.
He's great. Mm-hmm. He's always been great.
Yeah, and, super genuine.
And he's like, why would I change?
Totally.
He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I have more money. I have everything I ever wanted. And I'm doing this thing that I've loved forever. So that's right. So I should change and become some sort of a-hole. No, I'm just going to be an even better me.
Yep. Yeah.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to do, what was it, Pizza Hut or whatever that he's with? Who's he with?
I don't know.
I know he's with, obviously with Canes because that's part of the
deal. Yeah, yeah.
But I think it was Pizza Hut. But that he gets to go around and do things like, you know, he's living in Salt Lake, which is so random,
mm-hmm.
but then goes into Pizza Hut.
Oh, yeah. Took care of
on Saturday morning. Yeah. And it's all part of it's not really part of an endorsement deal, but look at all the press that he got for these people that give him money.
Yeah. He's
just
the best.
But just by going out and doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, it's fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, your shot at that 7:40. First pick today for Pitbull tickets on Transformation Thursday. I lost the weight, and now he wants to date? You have to stomp your left foot.
Put your hand on your hip like Chet has right now.
Left hand on your left hip. Your fist on your hip. And now he wants to date?
Rude.
Just to drive the point home. Mm-hmm. That's all coming up.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, who's... Sorry, I'm thrown ever so slightly. Who's our contestant?
We got Stacey Johnson from Pahrump.
Can I tell you something funny? Go look at the official rules on our website. I'm not sure that Stacey can win. Because they got... No, I don't know. I believe what those rules say is you have to be a Clark County resident.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That would make sense, though.
Now, what I would do, if I'm you, Stace, do you know anybody here that, you know, that you might be able to trust?
That lives here?
I'm sorry, what now?
That lives here?
That lives in Clark County, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be your address.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm house sitting for my sister right now. She's in Japan, and I've got her house.
Oh, okay.
Is her address in Japan?
No, her address is in Vegas.
Well, then I think we're clear.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
There you go.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down. Now, I would never say that, especially not on the radio.
What do you guys say?
Especially not on the radio. Mm-hmm. I would never. Mm-mm.
Confused, actually.
So good. So welcome. What part of town are you actually in? Because you said you're from Pahrump, but what part of town are you actually in?
Pretty much Jones and Blue Diamond.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah. That's,
love that area.
That's what I heard.
Me too.
So you live at Jones and Blue Diamond. Mm. Fantastic. Good. Mountain's Edge. Mountain's Edge, more or less. Yeah, exactly. Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies.
Period.
There you go.
Transformation Thursday. The long and the short of it. Kristen asked this dude out. He told her no because we worked together. But all of a sudden, she's lost 35 pounds. He didn't give two rips about that, you know, junk anymore. Mm-hmm. He's like, let's get it. Her friends are all telling her, don't go out with him because he's only after one thing. Because if he didn't like you before, you know what I mean? And I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. For the record, my initial thought was, no, girl, go out with this boy. However, I hear what her friends are saying.
Yeah.
So what would your advice be?
Don't do it.
Really? How come?
Absolutely don't do it. Because if he didn't like you before and now you lost all this weight, go get something better.
Yeah. And now, I mean, you can't control your hotness, and I think that was part of the idea, was to get hot. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
you're
I guess
giving me the look.
You know I am, because I'm going back and forth. But I think, look, thanks for the motivation, babe. Lost the weight because I felt rejected. But you snooze, you lose. Sorry, pal. The personality stays the same, and you don't get to have it.
Thanks to you, I lost all this weight, and I look better now.
Yeah, fantastic. And by the way, Kristen, there is also nothing wrong with doing a little hit and run, if that's what you know. I'm just saying,
if that's a game you want to play, we support that as well.
If that's in the toolbox, mm-hmm. I mean, just know that is something that is available to you as well.
Yeah.
If you just want to go, you know, if you want to taste all 31 flavors, you know, then you can start here with some, you know, cherry maple nut. Oh, that is funnier than I meant it to be. I was just thinking of ice cream flavors, and
that's what came out.
That's what came out in cherry maple nut mm-hmm. in this instance.
Yes.
Is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Not on purpose. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop there. Have fun at Pitbull and give them the Blue Diamond and Jones address. Okay?
All right.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Try this in every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up. Chet Buchanan
Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, listen, I've been open about this, that there was some crazy stuff that is rumored to be going down in our company today.
Yeah.
So literally right at 7 o'clock, you may have noticed, it was 7 o'clock straight up. We just went off the air. That was it.
Yep.
We were gone.
Yes.
Right in the middle of Pink Pony Club.
Mm-hmm. The disrespect.
How dare they?
Honestly.
Chapel Roan, shut up. We're done. And I thought, wow, that's what they're doing. They're just taking us off the
air. Just unplugging.
Just 10 o'clock Eastern.
Goodbye.
That's our email.
That's it. Here's what's funny. There's a light that goes off. For whatever reason, years ago, we were the, I don't know what they call it. There's a designation of, we were the ones that if the emergency broadcasting system went off, that we're the ones that are supposed to inform everybody.
Yeah.
Because we had somebody on the air 24 hours a day, somebody in the studio 24 hours a day. So along with that, they put a flashing beacon in here that will go off if some station is off the air. Honestly, it happens three times a week. Mm-hmm. Something will happen with one of our news talk stations. It doesn't link up with the satellite because there's nobody in there.
Sure.
It's just, you know, it just all happens. You know, and sometimes just throughout the building, whatever. So honestly, I pay very little attention to it. It's an annoyance more than anything. And Michaela and I were like, wow, it's kind of going off for a while now.
Yeah.
Adrian, all of a sudden Adrian goes, guys, I think it's us.
We were like, okay.
We were off the air. And literally I thought, huh, so this is how it ends.
Yeah.
This is it for us.
Goodbye.
We didn't even get to say goodbye.
Yeah, no, we actually didn't.
Just Chapel Roan.
Pink Pony Club.
Halfway through. Yes, and then halfway through Pink Pony Club, that was the end.
Well, what a song to go out to, honestly.
I love it. Seems fitting. Mostly because we'd probably all three of us have to go work the poll to support our families.
Hello.
At that point.
Yeah.
But, I'm told we're okay. This is wild. Can I tell you? Social media, sometimes I wonder if people actually pay attention to what their spelling and grammar errors are rampant on social media. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And truly, I'm of the generation, I'm Gen X, that I look at you and I think less of you when you misspell words.
Yeah.
I do. I think you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm dumb when I do it. There's a couple that booked a weekend getaway, a mountain cabin, actually, in the Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is posting a video because she wants to, you know how people are. We need to warn everybody about this. We need to make sure that people know.
Yeah.
We just checked into our cabin. And we're leaving our cabin. Why, you ask? It's way too slopey.
What?
You booked a mountain getaway, and now, Adrian, will you stop messing with the cameras? It's distracting.
Like a little kid. Oh, it is. I just lifted the cameras.
Let me show you what we're dealing with. She turns the camera around. She shows the driveway, which indeed is on a slope, but you're in the Smoky Mountains. It's a mountain cabin. Why are you shocked by the hills?
I feel like that's just, this story's a good representative of life right now, especially 2025. It's just like, it's too slopey, even though I signed up for it.
Comment section did not disappoint.
Good.
Comment section did not disappoint. How dare those mountains be mountains?
Yeah.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lee, Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Michaela.
Yeah.
18-year-old kid from Utah named Luke Herbert had to quit baseball because he got diagnosed with an autoimmune disease.
Ugh, sorry, dude.
How's this for switching gears? He just became the first kid from Utah to get a cornhole scholarship.
Oh, I love it. I didn't know that cornhole was like such a sport until I met you. And that's so great and random.
Look, at it's on ESPN, the Ocho. You know what I mean? It's getting TV time and a lot of people play. I truly had no idea, and I guess it only makes sense, that there would be university programs that play cornhole because they'll compete at anything.
Yeah.
But I figured it was like club level. You know what I mean? Like a scholarship. Yeah. This kid, Luke Herbert from Utah, Again, he's the first kid from Utah to get a cornhole scholarship. And on top of that, he's playing for Winthrop University in South Carolina. You may not know who they are, but you will after I tell you this. They are widely seen as being the number one cornhole program in the country.
Oh, my God.
And good Lord, do I want to know what their mascot is right now. I don't know why.
Oh, that's so funny.
Good for Luke. Firefighters and animal rescuers saved a blind and deaf dog that wandered into a storm drain in North Carolina last week. Can't see, can't hear. Got out of the yard. A neighbor saw him fall into the drain. You know, like you said, they called firefighters, they called animal rescuers, and they're talking about how they saved the dog. The way I heard the story is, you know, they were kind of like, hey, Linda, how are we going to go down and get him? And he just basically found his own way out. Can't see, can't hear, found his own way out.
Not these firefighters and everyone taking credit, and the dog is like, don't worry, I did it myself.
Yeah. Well, he still smells. He can still smell. For the record, in case you care, and we'll add a little context to the story for you. His name is Duffy, and he's 16 years old.
Oh, my God.
He was a little cold. He was a little wet. He was a little shaken up, disoriented, but he's back home safe and sound.
Good boy.
And this is very sweet. He's a very good boy. Yeah. You're right. A group of Burger King employees in Minnesota paid tribute to a longtime customer by having his name engraved in his favorite chair. Oh, God. Jerry Parkin is his name. He recently passed away at age 91. They showed up to his funeral. The entire staff from Burger King showed up to his funeral with the chair. He used to meet up with friends for coffee every morning. He had his 90th birthday party there.
Oh, my God.
And he had apparently known that it was getting towards the end. Mm-hmm. So he asked for chicken nuggets and a shake for what they believed to be his last meal.
Oh, my God.
All the employees loved him. And they even got corporate to spring for the engraving.
Listen, I love that. I feel like that's like such a generation that's gone. Now, my grandma used to love to go inside the fast food places, put out her little fast food meal and eat it. There was no drive through taking it home. Like, he probably loved it there.
Just like being around people, you know,
just
being around the folks. So if you end up in Minnesota and you happen to stumble into the proper Burger King, you can sit in Jerry's chair.
So sweet.
It is sweet. And that's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you, Michael. What? Here, once again, in English. Brought to you by Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Champion Can Show.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Jet Buchanan Show.
Try this in every morning.
It's on every morning when you wake up.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, listen, I've been open about this, that there was some crazy stuff that is rumored to be going down in our company today.
Yeah.
So literally right at 7 o'clock, you may have noticed, it was 7 o'clock straight up. We just went off the air. That was it.
Yep.
We were gone.
Yes.
Right in the middle of Pink Pony Club.
Mm-hmm. The disrespect.
How dare they?
Honestly.
Chapel Roan, shut up. We're done. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're just taking us off the
just
air.
Just unplugging.
Just 10 o'clock Eastern.
Goodbye.
That's our email.
That's it. Yeah. Here's what's funny. There's a light that goes off. For whatever reason, years ago, we were the, I don't know what they call it. There's a designation of, we were the ones that if the emergency broadcasting system went off, that we're the ones that are supposed to inform everybody.
Yeah.
Because we had somebody on the air 24 hours a day, somebody in the studio 24 hours a day. so along with that, they put a flashing beacon in here that will go off if some station is off the air. Honestly, it happens a couple, three times a week. Mm-hmm. Something will happen with one of our news talk stations. It doesn't link up with the satellite because there's nobody in there.
Sure.
It's just, you know, it just all happens. You know, and sometimes just throughout the building, whatever. So honestly, I pay very little attention to it. It's an annoyance more than anything. And Michaela and I were like, wow, it's kind of going off for a while now.
Yeah.
Adrian, all of a sudden Adrian goes, guys, I think it's us.
We were like, oh, okay.
We were off the air. And literally I thought, huh, so this is how it ends.
Yeah.
This is it for us.
Goodbye.
We didn't even get to say goodbye.
Yeah, no, we actually didn't.
Just Chapel Roan.
Pink Pony Club.
Halfway through. Yes, and then halfway through Pink Pony Club, that was the end.
Well, what a song to go out to, honestly.
I
love it.
Seems fitting. Mostly because we'd probably all three of us have to go work the poll to support our families.
Hello.
At that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm told we're okay. This is wild. Can I tell you, social media, sometimes I wonder if people actually pay attention to what their spelling and grammar errors are rampant on social media. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And truly, I'm of the generation, I'm Gen X, that I look at you and I think less of you when you misspell words.
Yeah.
I do. I think you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm dumb when I do it. There's a couple that booked a weekend getaway, a mountain cabin, actually, in the Smoky Mountains in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is posting a video because she wants to, you know how people are. We need to warn everybody about this. We need to make sure that people know.
Yeah.
We just checked into our cabin. And we're leaving our cabin. Why, you ask? It's way too slopey.
What?
You booked a mountain getaway, and now, Adrian, will you stop messing with the cameras? It's distracting.
It's like a little kid. Oh, it is. I just left the cameras.
Let me show you what we're dealing with. She turns the camera around. She shows the driveway, which indeed is on a slope, but you're in the Smoky Mountains. It's a mountain cabin. Why are you shocked by the hills?
I feel like that's just, this story's a good representative of life right now, especially 2025. It's just like, it's too slopey, even though I signed up for it.
Comment section did not disappoint.
Good.
Comment section did not disappoint. How dare those mountains be mountains?
Yeah.
Or, I hear you, sister. I'm at the beach. I'm leaving. Too much sand, too much water. I got you. I got you. Michaela's hometown throwdown coming up in just moments. Shirlene.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian is efforting to get a hold of our champion, Charlene Casagna from Sunrise Manor. You know what we missed yesterday?
What?
Charlene got her third win in a row, right?
Yeah.
That was Sunrise Manor's 15th win overall.
Let's go.
In Michaela's hometown throwdown, which puts them back in first place ahead of Aliante.
Yes.
And it slipped past until the show was over yesterday. And I went, oh, God, I didn't even know.
Uh-huh.
When I was updating and all those kind of things. So that's kind of fun. Let's go ahead and make Adrian's life even more hectic.
Yes.
Were you able to get a hold of her?
No, I was. And I was at the moment. But, you know, we're a live show. Sometimes things work and
we're
sometimes
live?
They don't.
We're live right now?
I hope.
Hey, everybody.
At this
we're
point.
Live. Hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Mom.
Chat on cue. Phone lines went down. So,
yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you.
Listen, I want to tell you that nothing could be weirder right now than our phone lines being down. And Farrah Abraham from Sweet 16 or whatever, that 16 and pregnant, sliding into my DMs
Farrah
right now.
Farrah Abraham, why?
She literally
and I'm sorry, by the way, that was Backdoor Teen Mom. Thank you very much, Farrah
What's
Abraham.
What's that?
The porn movie that she made, which sounds really weird with this, with the Price is Right, Come On Down music. It sounds like, doesn't it sound like 70s porn?
Oh my God.
Right now?
Oh.
Yeah,
great.
She put out some gotta. Are you guys friends?
No, I've never met her in my life.
Fair.
She reposted something from my podcast Instagram page.
Because here we go. No, and now here we go.
Wait, yeah. Check, Chet. Are you guys friends before I go off?
Before I start to, yeah. No, she's lovely. She's lovely. A bit dim. God bless her. But I admire the hustle. She did one or two just god-awful songs. Tried to be a musician.
Yeah.
god awful. And after she was on Teen Mom, she did a girl gotta eat. And it was the right time and the right thing, but she made a pardon.
Yeah, oh got it.
And it was called Backdoor Teen Mom.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right. Well, I have a post that says, "You're so funny. Thanks. It's the trauma." And that's what she reposted and tagged me.
From my podcast. From the So Funny It Hurts podcast?
Yeah.
Well, if she likes that, she should listen to this show.
Yeah.
She'd love this.
She would love listening.
So, okay. So are the phones down? Do we know?
Yes, at this current moment.
All right. Cool. Well, we'll keep messing with stuff on our end. I'm telling you.
It's a weird day.
I'm telling you. There's weird stuff going. Just the rumors are hot and heavy. We haven't seen anything yet, but I'm going to start poking around that today is going to be our company's red wedding. But okay. Can you imagine back east? They fired some dude and he went, fine, I'll show you. Cause we went off the air for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
For half of Pink Pony Club.
Oh, did you say don't press this?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, remember how I messed up your phones last week? I got the whole company. who knows, kids? Who knows? So, oh, good. That works. That still works. And for the moment, we're still here.
Yeah.
And we'll try to do Michaela's hometown throwdown in a minute.
I just woke up from a dream.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So are we really doing this?
Knock on wood.
Right? Let's go to the champion, Sherlene Cassagna. Thank you for making sure that you were able to be part of the show today.
Oh,
we appreciate you.
I'm here.
Yes.
Hi, babe. Oh,
yes, you are.
Running a little late, so... I can't pull over.
What happened?
But, no. Well, I'm running a little late to work today, so okay. I usually try to pull over when I play, so I'm hyper-focused.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I'm really hoping I could get it today.
Well, I'm sure our company's lawyers would like me to tell you that you really should pull over, but do whatever you want. I'm sure the company's lawyers would love
for
you to say.
I always try to.
Yeah. Yeah, safety first.
Yeah, be careful, Mama.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, you know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Adrian, who's our challenger today?
We have Melissa Soriano from Aliante.
Oh, my God. Did you do that on purpose?
No.
Because I don't know if you're aware... Because you were messing with the phones earlier.
I'm always aware of what you're about to say. legacies are always
made.
On the line.
Yep, they're always
Michaela's
being
hometown
made.
Throwdown.
That's right. That's right.
Oh my!
And I'm always aware that you're aware. So with her third win yesterday, Sherlene Cassagna vaults Sunrise Manor,
the champions,
back to the top spot on the leaderboard with their 15th win overall.
Yeah.
Who's in second place with 14? Aliante.
Right.
Which is, you know, again, Melissa, that's you.
You go, girl.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know how to play the game?
I do. I listen every morning.
God bless
you. Thank you, Melissa.
You're the one. I knew we would find the one who listens every morning. I knew we'd
we
find you
her.
Eventually. Yeah, so just buzz in with your name. Make sure you don't answer before we call on you because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. First 1 to 3 is the champion and gets the Novocaine 4DX tickets. And your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor at the Oscars this weekend. Who is his famous brother that cried?
Melissa.
Oh, no, that was Sherlene.
Yeah.
A bit.
It was.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, it's Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
He's the brother. Champion goes up one zip.
He plays the boss in the hit show The Office, but he's now teaming up with a charity to pay for prom tickets for high school kids affected by the LA wildfires. What is his real name?
Sherlene?
think of his real name.
Charlene. Yeah, Charlene.
Steve Carell?
Is that Steve Carell? And we know she didn't Google because she's driving. That is correct.
Good job, Mama. I thought that was going to be a hard one.
The question...
I can picture his face.
You really had to pay attention to the question
totally.
To follow it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but yeah, great job. Champion 2, Challenger 0. And just to put a finer point on it, Sunrise Manor 2, Aliante 0 in the battle for the top spot.
Hackers stole hundreds of Eras Tour tickets and made $600,000 off of them. What's the name of the pop artist headlining the tour?
Melissa.
Melissa, to get back in the game.
Taylor Swift.
Of course that's Taylor. Of course, that's Taylor Swift.
All right, Melissa.
It's 2-1 for the champion.
Our first female pro volleyball team took another L last night, but we are rooting for our girls. What's that team's name?
Pro.
Charlene? Melissa?
Charlene for the win.
Vegas Thrill?
Is it the Vegas Thrill? Game over.
Let's go, Charlene.
Yay.
4 in a row for Charlene Casania from Sunrise Manor. Great job, Melissa.
Yeah.
I would try again if
Thank
I were you.
You.
Yeah, please
you're,
call back.
You're Thank
good.
You.
I think once you get a little quicker on the draw, you're gonna be a problem for people.
Oh yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Nice work. Have a great
good
day.
Good job, sis.
We'll see you.
Thanks.
Look at you, Charlene.
Woof.
You've now officially cleaned us out of prizes.
Uh-huh.
You've got one of everything that we have. Novocaine 40X. We got a screening on Monday at Regal Red Rock. We can't wait to see you there tomorrow. Charlene Casania goes for win number 5. Chet Buchanan shows shirts and a coveted, potentially one day purchased championship belt.
Let's go, baby.
We'll see if she'll retire
and
as champion.
Possible championship ring, right? From Michael and Menden? I thought I heard that.
I'm obsessed with Charlene.
Okay, might have jumped the gun on that. I'm just saying.
Man, I was so excited,
that
too.
Meant,
I was like,
well,
I need that fifth win.
Well. I'll explain more often.
You're listening.
I know. God bless you. I really have to be careful sometimes.
Yeah, our girl listens good.
It was literally, we were just waiting for them to approve the rules, and now I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
So I don't.
Aww.
But I can promise shirts and a belt. I can promise.
Okay.
You know what, man? I bet if you and I just went down to fashion show. I'm sure Michael would work mm-hmm. something out.
Just let me know when.
Just me and you.
I'll be there.
Yeah, maybe the four of us, you, me, Adrian, and Michaela, we just go for lunch one day and we just go pop in and
yep.
see our boy. Go to California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, God, just, CPK, you know, yes.
Go to CPK and yeah. And
Oof,
what? Just
Jerry.
Pop up.
I would love to.
Sounds like a date. All
yeah.
four of us.
Yeah, Charlene.
Shut up, Adrian. We're
I know. Why are you laughing?
I didn't know you guys were CBK Nation over there. CBK. I never heard it references that.
What do you mean?
Like,
everyone
I've
does.
B-dubs, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I haven't heard CBK. I didn't know. I wasn't aware.
CPK.
Well, it's CPK.
CPK. Yeah, I got
CPK.
It. I got it.
What is it? What is it? It's like Ibiza? Is that what you thought people were saying when they were going to, I'm vacationing in Ibiza? Did you just think they were getting pizza?
I mean, I love pizza on vacation.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird word association. Hey, Charlene, we're going to go.
Okay.
All right, hang on
Thank
one
you.
Second. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, babe.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, did Andrea make it back through?
She did. She might have. Phone lines are super crazy.
Well, is she the one we're going to talk to?
No, we're talking to Lola Diaz.
Well, then she didn't make it back through. Lola, we're perfectly happy with your presence. We are perfectly happy with you here. In fact, we're very excited.
And the name Lola, iconic.
Hello. Hang on. Gremlin's in the board again. Let me look. Nope. Everything is fine and operational. Lola, are you muted? Lola, such a weird day. Such a weird
day. It is
a weird day. Such a weird show. Such a bizarre show.
Yeah.
And for the record, I love days like this.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's going to happen
next. I know. I don't mind them either.
Yeah, I don't. I got nothing. Lola. 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 La 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 la.
La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. What are you looking at me?
He's mouthing something.
Yeah, he's mouthing and just gesturing.
That boy's getting mouthy over there.
Yeah, what's your deal? What are you so animated
about? Talk to us.
I'm finding more problems with the phone lines.
More questions than answers?
I don't know if you've heard that these past couple weeks, Jeff.
Huh? What?
Huh?
There's some bugs, gremlins, whatever.
There's an issue with the phone lines.
Apparently.
Huh. There's an issue with the phone lines?
I also get told quite frequently that I've grown a beard.
Dude, this whole, you got the ball cap on.
I know, the social media is kind of losing their mind.
You drive a truck? I get it, testosterone. You're going to go to Lowe's after this? Buy some wood?
It was funny. Every person that I've run into that I haven't seen in a while,
yeah,
they literally look at me as if I wasn't aware. You grew a beard.
Yeah.
I what? What do you mean?
Where?
What? I put my hands on the side of my face like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. And I put my hands on the side of my face. I'm like, how did that get there?
Yeah, but I love it. And so do people on socials.
Well, I've known you for 2 years. This is the first time I've ever seen it.
I've known me for most of my life, and it's pretty much the first time I've seen it.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, it's a toy drive thing. I went on vacation. We were in Hawaii. I decided to be lazy. And just grew the beard out because I know my wife likes it.
Yeah.
And then she went, you keep it? Sure.
How far are you willing to take this?
How far can we go? I don't know.
Oh, this could be weird.
Are you going to keep it trimmed? You're going to grow it out.
It's weirding me out. I trim it. Yeah, I trim it. Welcome to Beard Talk. And what's Lola's deal? So I still have her lineup.
I
still have her line.
Poor Lola's probably screaming into her phone. I don't think it's Lola. I think it's on our end.
Everything is set. Mm-mm. Everything's set.
I've tried to talk to some folks, and I can't get into communication happening with them. Yeah, so that's why I'm saying.
Phone.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, well, you know, we'll come back and talk more about my beard.
In fact, I'd like to talk about my beard. As an Italian woman, I too have one.
And I'd like
when
to
when I go
her
on vacation, maybe I'll grow mine out too.
I'd like to thank our sponsor, Manscaped, for this segment.
Who can grow the
come
longer
on,
beard?
Man, come on, Lola, because the question I would ask you right now is, which one of us do you think can grow a better mustache, me or Michaela?
Listen,
it's funny.
Can I tell you a sick story? But this is my personality. You know, my stepmom's not doing well. She's in the hospital. So she's been there for 3 weeks now. She's not doing her regular maintenance.
Is she also
care.
Italian?
She's not. Okay. Just a fabulous woman. But her mustache is starting to grow through.
Yeah.
I said, with everything her body's going through, that facial hair is so stubborn. Women's facial hair will find a way and a will to continue to ruin our lives no matter what pressure we are under. I'm going to take a little razor. I shaved mine yesterday, shaved hers too. So I can
trim
you up.
Does it come back thicker when you shave it like that?
Probably, but you know, in the eighth grade, no one explained that to me, right? I was just trying to go to middle school with my little mustache, and I shaved it with my dumb razor.
Were you really trying to go to middle school with a mustache?
Yes, I'm Italian, Chad. I had like a 5 o'clock shadow coming out of the womb.
No, but like you wanted to have it?
No, I didn't want to have it.
Oh, okay.
Just nobody
That's what I'm
explained
saying.
To me that if you shave it, it grows back more. So there was a couple of years there where it was a little sus.
I always feel bad because there's this one girl that I went to school with and she's a wonderful girl. And she ended up dating and marrying her literally junior high sweetheart, who he was a stud. Him and his brother were in the kind of when BMX was just starting to take off.
Oh yeah.
They were world champions. The McDaniel brothers.
Oh,
Bart and Scott. And she ended up dating and marrying Scott. They've been together since junior freaking high. Now, I grew up in a small redneck town. Who knows? They may have been brother and sister. I don't know. But the one thing that I remember from her is she had this one long curly hair that grew out of her chin. And I never could understand why she didn't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, sister.
And I think it was because of the theory that if you cut it or shave it,
grows back more.
It'll grow back more.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a fascinating segment.
Yes,
has it not? This has been We're running quite late, and I need to do this before 8 o'clock.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
It's a semi-related subject. Earlier today, I called this Transformation Thursday. Earlier on the first pick, I lost the weight, and now he wants to date? This one doesn't rhyme, but... Give me the break and I'll make it rhyme, but long and the short of it.
Mm-hmm.
She changed her hair color and now he's questioning everything.
Oh,
we'll get to it in just a minute.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do
this. Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
I drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
True story. We had to get right with the FCC right there. And so, yeah. Okay, good. Relationship rehab. It's Transformation Thursday. I couldn't make it rhyme. Before we do anything else... Obviously, we were having troubles with the 177-second survey. My guess, Adrian, is that we just flat overloaded the system, which is easily overloaded anyway.
Yeah.
So, Lola, we couldn't hear her. So, The next person to make it through was our buddy Morgan Bishop.
Yep.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Hi, cutie.
Hi.
You already know what's coming. You already know what's coming. You already know, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What do you think it is?
Well, I'm hoping and praying it's still the Post Malone tickets because I will freak out.
And the two, what's that? What is that like?
Uh huh.
When you freak out, what happens?
In detail.
I cry. I shake and I cry.
Do you have tissues nearby?
Yes, I do.
Are we at least trembling right at the moment?
Yes, and I'm bouncing around on my toes.
Yeah? Yeah, well, let it go, yes. Man. Let it go. Let it go all the way, because you've got two big-ass VIP tailgate passes and two tickets to Post Malone's big-ass show with Jelly Roll May 3rd at Allegiant Stadium. You are going to Post Malone's, what do they call that, travel and tailgate.
That's right.
Yep, you're going.
Thank you, guys. I'm so excited. You have no idea.
VIP style.
Now I can take my other sister, so she won't be jealous.
Yes, that's right.
We've got a little context to that. She was able to take the kids to Disneyland when we were playing Michaela's first ever round of High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland. So Morgan,
yes.
And then Morgan took her sister. I didn't know you had two sisters.
I do. I have an older sister and a younger sister.
Ah, and before you took the older?
So I took my younger sister to Mary J.
Oh, fun.
This is a whole
new. And now I got to go to Post.
Man, you're cleaning us out.
I know, you're the luckiest girl ever.
This is the advantage of only having like...
I'm so excited. I can't believe it's real.
This is the advantage of having somewhere between 7 and 9 listeners.
Yes.
Everybody gets a lot, you know, gets a piece.
A chance to win.
That's good. All right, Morgan, hang on one second. We're moving to relationship rehab, okay? Angela Johnson Reyes tickets. If you can get through at 702-364-9898. Our janky phone system can't handle a whole lot. So be patient if you're not able to make it. I tried to make it rhyme. I couldn't do it. Not like, you know, I lost the weight. Now he wants to date.
Oh,
this is different. And this is kind of almost the opposite. Patrick, who's in OG Summerlin, says, my girlfriend and I have been together about 2 years. I really love her. Which, by the way, I'm questioning that statement.
Mm-hmm.
I really love her. We have a lot of fun together, but I have a problem with her new hairstyle. She was always blonde, and now she's gone brunette. I don't like it much. In fact, I don't like it at all.
Hmm.
I think she was way hotter as a blonde. This brunette thing is so plain. I was going to ask her to marry me soon, but now I'm reconsidering. Okay, right? Michaela's making the face.
I know. Because I'm trying to find the words.
The look on her face. No, I know what your words
were. You know what I'm saying.
I hate this guy, was what you were saying.
Yeah.
you were going, what a jerk. What an a-hole. What a, you know, how dare you?
Literally.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
I also, again, I'm like everybody else. Pardon me. I'm like everybody else. I'll first see it and go, you D.
Totally.
And then I think about it for a minute. I go, hold on a second. Just wait 1 minute here. I know I sound like a jerk, says Patrick, but how do I tell her I don't like her as a brunette without hurting her feelings? Plot twist, you don't.
Thank you.
I originally asked her out because I'm attracted to blondes. I don't like brunettes. I don't know if I want to propose to a brunette. Stop rolling your eyes.
I know.
Use your
trying
words.
So hard.
Use your words.
Because I don't want to be reactive. I want to listen first, but this guy is killing me, baby.
Sure. If you can make it through, we'd love to hear from you. 702-364-9898. We do have tickets for caller number 25. If we can make that happen for Angela Johnson Reyes. Call us now. It's Relationship Rehab.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I'm going to present a dissenting opinion that is not going to be popular.
Let's go.
Sometimes I just try and find a way through. You know what I mean? Sometimes I try and find a way around just to yeah. But I kind of believe this one. I'm not just doing it just to find another. We all think this guy's a jerk, right?
Yeah.
Don't we all think this guy? Yeah. My girlfriend and I have been together for about 2 years. I really love her. Okay. We have a lot of fun, yada, yada. She was a blonde, now she's a brunette, and he doesn't think he can take it all the way home. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't think he can propose now. Because, all right, who's on the phone?
We'll start off with Erica.
Okay.
Line 7.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Thank you for sticking it out and getting through. Before we go any further, Angela Johnson Reyes tickets for you. Just in case we get disconnected. Angela Johnson Reyes, the family reunion tour at the Venetian Theater on Saturday, July 26th. Thank you, Live Nation. Okay, so he says, now let me ask, he acknowledges, I know I sound like a jerk. How do I tell her I don't like her as a brunette without hurting her feelings? Is there any way to do that?
No.
I didn't think so. Is there a way to do that?
No.
Is a perfectly good answer.
You know, I always find that little area and I say tell the truth. No.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Comes around to get you.
Yeah, it does.
Let me just throw this out there. Okay, and do we, Erica, believe that this guy is a complete, dare I say, a-hole? Because now he doesn't want to propose simply because she changed her hair color?
I think so because, I mean, maybe at the beginning, initially, you're attracted to her because she was a blonde. But if you really love her, then you don't fall in love with her hair color. You fall in love with the person.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. You're right. You're right. Let me just present this. I'm trying to get into his mind.
All right.
So again, I'm Erica. By the way, Erica, I'm with you. You don't love her. You like her a lot. You don't love her because I got to be honest with you. Then what happened? Let me just. So what if this girl gets in a horrible car accident and the airbag goes off and disfigures her face? Are you going to dump her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to dump her? You superficial.
Yeah, if he's willing to throw away years of memories, heart, what she's done for him over a hair color, this guy sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to use a word that maybe I could have used in England, but I can't use it here.
Yeah, I couldn't have said that.
The T word. The only thing I can see with it is that, okay, you like blondes, you only like blondes. Maybe an old girlfriend was a brunette. You got a little PTSD off that. I can understand it to this point. And that you're going, oh my God, I may have to live the, why won't you look me in my eye? Why?
The camera's in my face.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at you.
Like,
she's avoiding, she won't look me in my eyes right now.
No, my view's obstructed.
Sorry.
It's all right. Get over here and look
at me. I'll move.
All right, go.
So what if he's thinking, I've got to spend my entire life with this? And I hate this. So do I really want to do this? That's the only way I can make any sense of it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think then good, break up with her because you don't deserve her. Like, I wouldn't want her to be stuck with him.
You're doing her a favor.
Yeah, bye, babe. Like, if you're questioning with a hair color, we don't want you. Leave her alone so she can find somebody.
And again, I always ask the question, yeah, what if something happens and you end up having to feed her soup? You know what I mean? That's, some days it ain't pretty.
Yeah, a lot of days.
You know, what if you end up wiping butts?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then...
Yeah, get rid of him, sister.
Sorry, gotta go. Life just became uncomfortable.
Yep.
Or what if the tables were him with a full set of hair, and then all of a sudden he lost his hair and she dumped him?
I've
had women be like, do you have to take your beard off or I'm not going to kiss you, a mustache, whatever. Obviously it's not drastic as I'm not going to marry you, but it comes down to attraction and physical appearance. Like, what if she gained a lot of weight and now he's no longer attracted to her, and like, hey, I don't want to marry someone I don't have that physical attraction to. Like, why is that not a... I don't understand why there's a double standard there.
I do see... I don't know if there's a double standard. Well, okay, yes. With the callers, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. Women be... Although I think...
Listen, I would say the same thing if a woman was like, I was going to propose to him, but he won't shave that beard. I just hate it. And was willing to throw away all the memories because of that. I'd say the same thing. Bye, sis.
Hold on, Michaela.
Well, sucks to suck.
Or 20 years later, he's gained 40 pounds and he's bald. And now I hate him. I'm getting a divorce. That kind of happened to a buddy of mine.
I mean, I guess it happens. Doesn't make it right. I'd still stand by that. Listen, I feel like maybe I'm more emotional than usual. My fiance and I have been together 10 years. We're in a very difficult situation with my stepmother right now. People keep saying, how do you keep doing it? How do you keep showing up? Wouldn't be able to do it without my fiance. She sets my clothes out, my food out. She's the best partner. She's so kind, so loving. I've seen such a beautiful side of her.
Okay.
And to know that I could leave her because I didn't like her hair color and not follow through with our wedding, that's insane. I don't deserve her. This guy doesn't deserve this woman. Fine, leave her.
Adrian, final thought.
But Michaela, you, it's not the hair color. It's losing attraction, physical attraction. That plays a big part in a relationship and being with someone. If you lose that physical attraction for whatever reason, gaining weight, looks, hair color, like, you're not going to want to spend your life with someone you're not physically attracted to.
I think that was kind of where I was going, but I didn't get all the way there when I was saying that he's looking at this and going, man. Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, good. Okay. Then leave her.
Still. Yeah.
Because that sounds crazy still.
Yeah. So
it sounds crazy to be with someone you're not physically attracted to.
I mean, she dyed her hair brunette. I think it'll be okay.
If you really love somebody, if you really do love somebody, that's not, there's a lot that goes in.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into making.
Yeah, and if she's a regular woman, she'll be blonde next year and then she'll fry her hair off and do it again.
I was going to say, hello. I'm not quite sure what everybody's worried about because this sounds like a fluid situation. So I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Almost Friday, not quite yet. Today, Thursday, March 6th, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. And I think everybody can agree, things are a little tight right now.
Yeah.
Your 401k has now become a 101k. You know what I mean? It's like,
true.
It'll bounce back. It always does. You know what I mean? Just
I saw this story and I went, well, this will be nice to dream about. Not that you could actually do anything about it, but just for a few brief moments of bliss, I thought I would tell you the story. Citigroup accidentally credited, instead of $280 to a customer's account, like they were supposed to, they credited him with $81 trillion.
What?
Took place last April. Two employees. It skipped by. It got past the goalie on two different employees. A third worker saw the error 90 minutes after the transaction was processed. So for 90 glorious minutes, this guy had $81 trillion in his bank.
Not even a billion, which is a lot to me. A trillion? I don't even know what that means.
Good God, I'd go for the 280 that I was originally, you know, supposed to get, but whatever. They then reversed the payment, as you might imagine. Our detective controls promptly identified the inputting error between two Citi Ledger accounts. The near miss, they call it a near miss, like in airplanes, they call it a near miss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Apparently, it did not impact the customer or the bank. You know, again, they found it quick enough. This happens a lot. Citigroup experienced 10 near misses of $1 billion or more just last year in 2024.
What makes you imagine that it happens a lot and it's never happened to me? Because even for 90 minutes, I'd be like, I'm a trillionaire.
Here's what sucks. And people go, oh, I'd go spend it. I'd spend it all right away. They would ask for that stuff back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if you went on a shopping spree, you don't actually get to keep, oh, it's their mistake. I'm not going to jail over my $280 that I know was mine. Sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seriously. Wouldn't you, first of all, I would screenshot it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would screenshot it and show everybody.
Obviously.
Actually, I wouldn't, because then people would actually think I had $81 trillion, and that causes more trouble than it's worth.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
While things are a little tight for most of us, Michaela, it's there are still some folks that have way too much money. A flaming hot Cheeto that kind of looks like a Pokemon character just sold at auction. Fans think it looks like a Charizard, right?
What's a Charizard?
Yeah, it's one of the rarer characters. You didn't get into the whole Pokemon thing a few years ago?
No, my nephew was very into Pokemon when he was like 10. So it was when the Pokemon Go was a thing. So I'd go outside with him and catch the Pokemon. Yeah, but I didn't know who I was looking at. I just did it to appease him.
Yeah. So the Cheeto looks like a Charizard. So people were calling it Cheetozard. There was a place in Georgia called First and Goal Collectibles where this story first came from last spring, about a year ago. They posted a video of this thing. They said they'd been hanging on to it for about 5 years. It's about 3 inches long. They framed it so it looked like a trading card and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So how much did they get? I'm sure you're asking.
God.
This online auction site called Goldin, G-O-L-D-I-N. I stumbled on a show on Netflix about this guy that runs Goldin. It was a very poorly acted reality show. Like, here, we're going to show how this all works. They call it, I think it's called King of Collectibles.
Uh-huh. Oh, but he was like terrible overacting.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of that and just, you know, and just kind of wooden dialogue like, I'll get right on that, boss.
Yeah, Ooh.
I really want the boss to be impressed with me.
Yeah.
But it was super interesting, you know, what they do. So these guys got a hold of this deal. And the one thing that I will tell you about Goldin is they really do. They get a lot of money. They're one of the top ones. They get a lot of money for stuff. So they listed the Cheetozard for $250, let the bidding begin.
Okay.
The auction ended this past weekend. You want to play high low on it?
Boy, it's going to be probably insane. 20,000.
Higher.
No! 40,000.
Higher.
Oh my God. 100,000?
Lower.
60?
Higher.
Oh my God. 80?
Lower. Well, okay. I'm gonna give you lower. Or I'm gonna give you 80. Okay. I'm gonna give you 80. The winning bid, $72,000.
No way.
Tack on the fees. The final bill comes to $87,840. Obviously, whoever bought it believes that it'll be worth more than that someday.
For a flaming hot Cheeto?
Was it flaming? It was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was flaming. Yes, it was flaming. The yeah. Cheeto Zard. Yeah, or do you just have so much FU money that you go, I love Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And then you just, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. This is one of those things that will be stored in the back of my mind. And one day, I'm going to go to Baltimore. I've never been. You been to Baltimore?
Never. Okay. I'll go with you.
Great. Let's go. Family trip.
Fine. Where are we going?
Get the significant others. And then we'll get in the car.
Cute.
And I will bore you and Lisa. And if Adrian, you know, and Jacoby, everybody, if they want to go, great. That's sure. Fine.
Is baby able to go? Is baby,
you know, because then you can share in the boredom with my wife. Mm-hmm. Actually, she loves this kind of stupid stuff too when I throw it out there. Because if you go to Baltimore and you want to find yourself on the lowest point in the interstate highway system elevation wise, you'll want to go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Which, by the way, what's the significance of Fort McHenry? You of all people, Michaela Gordon, should know this.
Army, military?
Fort McHenry is what Francis Scott Key, where he was when he wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
No way.
However, if you take the Fort McHenry Tunnel, carries traffic on I-95 underneath the Baltimore Harbor, you will therefore be 107 feet below the harbor water surface, and you will be at the lowest point in the interstate highway system of this great nation of ours.
You know, Chetty, as I'm thinking about it, I'll probably just take your word for it. Just send me a postcard.
Right? I'm sure there's a sign. I'm sure there's a sign, and I'm sure stupid tourists slow down and screw up. All the locals are like, just go already. Because that's what we do here. Have you tried to walk through a casino lately? Just keep walking, people. I'm just going to stop in the middle and take a look around. You know what? Honestly, I think that's enough. I think we've spent enough time on all of this. Let's just go now.
Right.
Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Well, Chet, I've been waiting all day to say this. I haven't posted it on social media. It is time for an announcement, and I wanted to make it directly to you, the city that I love called Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new episode of Unlikely is live right now with WWE Hall of Famer Stone Cold Steve Austin. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on that free Odyssey app where you can get the latest and greatest from the Chet Buchanan Show. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. That's it for me, babe.
Rock and roll, then we'll all go try and get a little bit of rest and come back ready to go for Friday. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.